Washington McLaurin, who's the second best receiver?
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, so Eagles are set up.
Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep.
What's good?
Harry.
Yo, what's good?
Taj ain't here, but we're welcoming back a co-host that started
Congratulations.
This podcast with us.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A round of applause.
Thank you, thank you.
Our boy has graduated from Virginia Tech.
And I'm a full-time podcaster, so let's get going.
T-Rain is back with a new identity as a commander.
Not yet, though, right? I hear a lot of people are switching up. They're waiting to see what happens. They might get moved to Dumfries.
I've never heard one Washington fan say they like the commander's name.
Yeah, not one.
And we know a lot.
They're losing a lot of them.
I like the jerseys, but not the name. That's it. But it's okay. You know?
So you're not on board with the new name?
It's about the product, right? It's about the product.
I'm an OG Washington fan, so I like the Redskins. But, you know, commanders is like, you know, PG-13.
Chase Young is going to be like the, not even face of the franchise, but like the new leader on the team.
Oh, him and Terry McLaurin for sure.
I was going to say McLaurin. Yeah. But apparently, they still haven't agreed to a contract. I mean,
The only one for sure right now is Chase Young. So,
I mean, they've been saving on money just for him. They haven't been going.
That's what I'm saying. So why haven't they agreed on yet? So why hasn't he been?
The front office, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's terrible. Trash. Apparently, Dan Snyder's on his way out.
Apparently they're voting him to get out. That's still not gonna happen. But you know, we're hoping.
As soon as he leaves that franchise, they'll start going up. Like,
oh yeah, 100%.
But the Eagles look crazy in that division. Not gonna lie.
I'm picking the Eagles to win the division.
Not the Cowboys?
No.
Yeah, why? I mean, the Cowboys lost Amari Cooper to Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's huge. Dak is way, way better with Amari Cooper. We all know that. We don't know if CeeDee Lamb is ready to make that jump. But the Eagles' biggest question is obviously Jalen Hurts.
None of us know.
Is he a franchise quarterback? I've been saying no. I don't think he is.
You don't think so?
He doesn't have the arm talent.
Yeah, he's just not good. to be your
quarterback for the next like 6 to 10 years, like I don't think he's that guy.
But with those pieces around you, do you really think you can fail like
that's
that?
What I'm saying. They've surrounded him now with probably the best talent in the division. Yeah. Tell me, AJ Brown and Devontae Smith, who has two better receivers in the division? Giants, no. Kadarius Toney is getting traded.
Yeah.
Cowboys, no, not with Cooper gone. Washington, McLaurin, who's the second best receiver?
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, so the Eagles are set up, man.
To be successful in that division, yeah. Let's see. Because that division, the favorite who starts off in the beginning of the year,
division,
I feel like.
Bro. It's not a hard division
but
at all.
They always go to shit, is what I'm saying. Like,
it's close, but it'll be shit. Like,
yeah.
They're all playing trash, but like, yeah, exactly. It's close.
It'll the be division, within, like, it'll always
bro,
be
the Cowboys
like
have
games.
The Cowboys have been like 7-3 at some point and still been like second or third in the division.
Yeah. That's
because those 3 or 2 losses will be from that division. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's like that. But I just don't see because Cowboys lost Amari, like it's just not. I think they're in trouble.
It's a very challenging division.
I think they're
just kidding.
So
it's a complete joke. I'm sorry. But who comes out at the division, T-Rain? Commandos?
I'm picking the Eagles to come out of the division. 100%. Yeah. It's going to be Eagles, Cowboys, Washington, and Giants, obviously.
Wow.
I'm putting Washington...
Third?
Third, only because I just don't know how Wentz is going to play.
I feel like Wentz is like...
pretty optimistic.
He's complete garbage for losing to Jacksonville at the end of last season and not making the playoffs. Like, that... just him losing that one game completely, like, changed the way his entire season looked. Because if you look at his stats, it looked like he actually had a decent season, right?
Yeah.
And who were the Colts receivers, bro? I don't give a shit. Like, T.Y. Hilton is washed.
No.
And Pittman is, you know, he's not number one.
When did
he's not
their
like
first
that.
Game?
So, Wentz is not terrible. But Washington is a terrible franchise. So, nothing ever goes right. I mean, like, that's how it is. It doesn't matter how good the quarterback is. But I think he's getting a lot of hate. So, I think it'll be Eagles, Washington, Cowboys, Giants.
Giants are always out of the picture.
I think the Cowboys are going to fall, bro. They lost They lost Randy Gregory, Amari Cooper. Who do they have?
And those are the players that...
Zeke's not getting any better.
I mean, their defense is still really good.
Like, Zeke's not getting any better. Zeke is not... They're not restructuring shit, bro.
But their defense is still pretty good.
They lost Randy Gregory.
Yeah. That's,
and who have they replaced him with? I don't even know. I don't think anybody, bro.
I don't know, yeah.
The Bucks just signed Akeem Hicks. another crazy D lineman. Unnecessary. Former Saints player. Former Bears player.
They had quite the offseason, didn't they? With Tom Brady.
I don't even get me started, bro. Like, we're not here for that. I'll save the rant. I'll save the rant for another
You brought
day,
them up.
Why not? This is gonna be his last year. This is gonna be his last year in the league. All right, the Saints got Jarvis Landry. They drafted probably
now, Jarvis is
the most
crazy,
well-rounded receiver in the draft. Yeah. Chris Olave. Oh, yeah. Jameis should be healthy by game one. The schedule apparently is not that hard. Apparently. Which I think we're playing some hard opponents, but overall, I've seen some mock like seasons, and people have said that we're not even gonna make the playoffs. So,
but that they said that last season too, didn't they?
Yeah, but we missed the playoffs by one game. Obviously we lost some games we shouldn't have last season, but in the last like game of the season, what was it? San Francisco and the Rams, I think. Yeah, if the Niners beat the Rams that game, the last game, then we would have been in the playoffs. Or all the way around or something like that. I agree. So, and that's with a lot of shit going on last season. You know, Trevor Siemian and Taysom Hill were our quarterbacks. So if everybody stays healthy, Saints are going to Super Bowl. So watch out. That's all I'm saying.
Let's switch it up to a little Pittsburgh action. You know? Oh,
yeah. Pickett.
Kenny Pickett.
How do we feel about that?
I mean, I feel good. I'm not going to lie. And our team feels good. Like, what?
I think you guys have the worst roster in the division.
Yeah. I mean,
but still. But, like, you guys are a good franchise,
but we're
good
still,
front office,
but we're,
good coach.
Even if we have the worst roster, though.
You still won't finish last.
Yeah.
But, like, you might. No. But, like, there's a chance, though.
I don't think so, man. I don't think
you're not being Deshaun Watson, bro. And if Lamar Jackson is healthy,
so
Lamar
I think Deshaun Watson is gonna like fall off.
Nah, bro.
You know how like some players just come back from some shit
the
and they just never
with a terrible like, Texas team.
But these days, so did James Harden do that shit too. But I'm just saying these days athletes are falling off so quick.
Nah. Deshaun Watson when he was playing was like top three, top four. I don't think there's many people better than Watson. And he hasn't really... What has he done? It's not like he's, like, 5 years older. He's literally one season removed.
But that amount of like, time off can throw you off,
but he was
though.
That good. That's how good he was. He hasn't gotten injured. Why would he not be? He's good. He was a smart quarterback. It's not like he just relied on his athleticism, which he's really good at. Obviously, you don't have to get out of situations, but he's a smart, like, quarterback. He's not like he's... some like bum, just athletic quarterback. He's actually making good reads and like down the field. How do you lose that in like 1 year? It doesn't make any sense to me, especially in a better franchise. Like great O line, the Texans never had a good O line. A decent receiving core. Now you know Odell and Jarvis are gone, but still decent. You know,
that's the thing.
Still got Austin Hooper.
That's the thing.
You're telling me Deshaun Watson is not better than Kenny Pickett. He's not better than Lamar Jackson.
Okay, well, I mean, I think, okay.
He's not better than Baker. He's not, I mean, like,
he's
him and Joe Burrow is a real competition. Well, him and Joe Burrow is going to be the real competition.
I'm saying, yeah, he's a rookie. So the Steelers' thought process is, okay, they're building for the future.
Yeah.
So it's going to take them like 2-3 years.
So
they're not going to contend right now.
So they might finish last.
There's no way they're going to contend.
So it's going to take like 2-3 years.
We still have a good team.
I feel like we lost a lot.
We actually lost.
Yes,
so,
lost
bro,
a lot of.
Lost so many people.
Lost Taco Charlton to the Saints.
Oh, wow. Joe Hayden,
Saints, baby Taco.
Joe Hayden's gone.
Yeah, they've lost a few players, man. I don't think they're gonna be.
Charlton. Yeah. So.
So who do you have coming out of that division?
Is that even a question?
The Bengals or
Bengals,
the Ravens?
Everyone's saying they're gonna go back to the Super Bowl and actually win this year.
No. They had their chance. It's over. They're not winning. Maybe for like another few years.
Yeah.
Not next year.
No,
there's
I'm just saying.
Yeah. The Rams are still there. The Saints are still there. The Bucks are still there.
This guy. All NFC teams.
You know who's not there?
That's crazy.
Who's not there is Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
The Packers are terrible.
The Chiefs and the Packs.
Who's the Packers' best receiver right now?
Dude, Donald Driver. No, I'm kidding.
No, was it, I feel like they signed some like bum.
What's his name, bro? Lizard or something?
Lazard. And I think Valdez Scantling might be gone. I think he signed with another team, so they don't even have him anymore.
Sammy Christian Watson.
That man is gonna have the worst time of his life playing football.
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
And Christian Watson.
Guys. Sammy Watkins has never been a number one receiver.
Yeah.
And at the best
ever.
At the best of his career, he was a number two, and he's not at the best of his career. So he's a three. Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
He's a good role.
They still got their defense.
They had their chances the past 3 years to win with that insane roster.
Aaron Rodgers is not winning another Super Bowl.
It's done. So
unless he goes to like a,
we all know,
a Bucks or a Rams.
Yeah.
We all know at this point that his goal is not to win that many championships. He's not like Tom Brady. Tom Brady wants to win a ring every single year, and Rodgers is just like, yeah, I'm just gonna be a all time quarterback, just make my money, and just chill off the floor. I'm just gonna chill, do whatever I want. I don't think he's not motivated like a LeBron or.
That's true. You
know, I don't think
Rodgers
so,
to
bro.
LeBron, though?
He's not. He doesn't have the same mindset. But you don't know what I'm saying, though. Like, he's all time talent. His arm talent is insane. But
that's what I'm saying. I don't think he has. If
he was that, like, you know, he wanted to win like that, he wouldn't have signed that crazy contract, because you can't sign other players. You're not doing that. No. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, they're all restructuring contracts every year to get a better team, and Rodgers just wanted the bag.
Minnesota looking better than them either way.
That's what I'm saying. I think Rodgers and Packers are done. You guys think the Rams can go back to Super Bowl with the signing of Allen Robinson?
See, that signing.
Allen Robinson is better than Odell.
Like, that signing is actually.
As of right now, yeah.
Crazy.
Bro, I agree. Think about that, bro.
And Odell wasn't even.
Odell is now coming off two ACL.
He's not even fully.
He wasn't even like fully healthy back. So like, and then he got injured again. And Allen Robinson has just been a demon in a Bears system, which is god awful.
That is god like.
Like, I don't even know how to say how bad it is. The coaching is terrible. Like,
Sean
the plays they run are terrible.
Oh my god, bro!
Sean McVay's system can make literally anybody look good, and they now have Allen Robinson, who's I think an all-pro receiver.
They now Stafford knows, like, yo, I can't make those stupid decisions anymore that I did in Detroit or earlier in the season.
He already, bro, one season he won a Super Bowl. Like, everybody was like, oh my god, Tom Brady did that too. Okay, but Matt Stafford did it too. But we knew how good he was.
But Matt Stafford.
I knew how good he was.
In my opinion, I think he is one of the most underrated players of all time.
He was just
stuck. He was putting up, and with fucking Megatron for like
Megatron for a few years.
Four or five years.
Until he broke his body.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing after
Detroit broke
Megatron.
Him, bro.
Like, he had no one.
He had no one. He was literally still getting buckets.
Yeah.
But all he had was Golden Tate, son.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
And he was.
Joking.
And they were still like.
And Marvin Jones.
Yeah. Like.
Oh my god.
Look at look what he was doing. Look at the numbers he was putting up. 5,000 yards.
With those people.
And then
like,
in the McVay system, Super Bowl first year, and then Allen Robinson now. The real. I think they're their favorites too.
But they lost. They lost. Who's like, that safety?
I don't think
they
got.
They picked up late.
Eric Weddle.
Was it Weddle? Is it Weddle?
I think so.
Who's their safety this year? So, safety they have.
Yeah, I agree. Their safety position is weak.
Taylor Rapp and Jordan Fuller, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to make some signings before the season.
But then, obviously.
I think with Bobby Wagner there, I think it's not going to matter as much.
It doesn't matter.
They did lose Von Miller. Right?
Yeah.
To the Bills, which is on a ridiculous contract. I don't know how I got that much money.
Then pay me and let me retire.
But yeah. Bobby Wagner. So we've seen Bobby Wagner be at the top of his game for the past like 6-7 years. Right. And McVay's system, again, everybody looks good everywhere. So he's going to fit right in. He's been playing against his team for his whole career.
That defense is going to be nuts.
He knows everything about this franchise. He's literally been playing against
defense
them. So.
Is gonna be-
I think they're the favorites to go
back. They're winning.
Aaron Donald.
Yeah, they're winning. Dude.
I think they're the favorites to go back.
I don't care who you are. Like,
you have to give Aaron Donald as much money.
So bottom line is,
thanks.
I don't think anyone wants to play the Rams.
Yeah.
Offensively and defensively.
Defensively.
And I think they are the favorites.
Who's a dark horse?
The Bills? Ooh. I was just going to say, so we're talking about Bobby Wagner.
Are the Bills a dark horse? I think they're kind of like one of the favorites.
One of the favorites? Yeah, but like, Okay, so who would be the Titans? Who made a push at the end?
The Titans got Robert Woods.
So
they lost AJ Brown.
Washed.
Oh, I think the underdog could be the Ravens.
The Ravens
signed Marcus Williams. They drafted Kyle Hamilton, one of the best players in the draft. The Ravens fully healthy with Lamar. Marcus Peters is back.
They lost Hollywood, right?
Gus is back. The running backs. Well, everybody should be healthy. Like Mark Andrews is still in his prime.
Nick Boyle.
They could be a dark horse which I think they will. They'll make a move for another receiver.
So you see them beating the Bengals in a playoff game, yeah. But you see them.
I think Lamar is healthy. It's hard to beat the Ravens. Doesn't matter who they have. Is healthy.
He can like always keep scoring. I mean,
he has to win one eventually, right?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Chiefs? Lost Tyreek Hill.
They're done.
But they picked up Juju.
L.
They drafted a decent receiver, and they had somebody.
What
they,
picking up Juju or what?
But replacing Juju for Tyreek
Hill, yeah, that's a fat
no. That L. is a fat L. Are you talking about like? Cheetah? I mean, he's not a number one receiver. He's not gonna be a number one receiver. Let's be completely honest.
Yeah, but just you can't just replace him with Tyreek. It's not comparable.
It's not even.
They signed Ronald Jones, the running back. That's not bad. They also signed Valdez Scantling from the Packers.
So
they picked up a lot of like good twos and threes. So like that's good that you got people that you know like yeah at least some pieces who can catch the ball like besides your one and two, but they don't have like a standout number one. They don't have a Jamar Chase anymore. They don't have obviously they don't have like a Tyreek Hill, but you guys think I think Mahomes will be like somewhat fine because Andy Reid just keeping these guys open. Even the Chargers are still nice. Like the Bengals are going to be there. The Ravens.
I think the Chargers are underrated.
The Bills, like
you think
the Bills might be better than Chargers the Chiefs.
Chargers are not
underrated
because they could have.
They
just played like shit, bro. They just played like shit. But it's not their time. They're too young, right? Herbert's still too young.
But they have the roster though.
But they have the
Mike Williams, Keenan Allen.
They have
Allen,
the talent. They have the names. They have everything.
They have the tight ends, the running backs. They have the defense now.
If
they could make a few more signings on defense, and I feel like they'd be set.
I just feel like last season they could have won way more games. Like they were supposed to win those games.
Yeah, they're still an inexperienced team mostly, and they began some injuries here and there. Derwin James is never fully healthy.
But I think they'll be good this season too.
They're always a very, very good team. It's just when it all, you know, all the pieces come together at the right time.
They've had those games where
they're crazy.
Completely,
it's hard to stop them
when
Justin
Herbert's
on his game. He'll miss like four throws the entire game.
Yeah, like how are you supposed to?
He's up there with Mahomes and Josh Allen. He's right there with them. I think he's just
100%.
The system is not as good as the Chiefs is. The Chargers didn't do shit with Phillip Rivers for like 20 years.
Yeah, I just hope the same thing doesn't happen.
It's the same thing we were talking about with Washington. Like, it doesn't really matter. It's just when you're surrounded by a bad front offices and owners, and this is how it's going to be for a little bit. So, but
makes a full
even
circle,
then,
right?
They are very, very good. I think he'll definitely get one. He's too talented. I think he's more talented than Phillip Rivers was.
So let's talk about the NBA Conference Finals.
Game 7. And what a Game 7 was.
I mean, that whole series was... there were two blowouts the whole series? Or four. Yeah.
I think it was the Heat getting blown out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just, and when they lost, they just looked like nothing was.
Yeah.
They came back, bounced back. Jimmy dropped like 40. Okay. Jimmy has to drop. Like, he can't do that every night. No. When you have people like Jason Tatum and Brown, like.
You got to play defense on those guys, and then you got to go score 40.
And they'll play defense on you
like crazy.
11 out of 10 times. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't fuck around with that. That's their whole. Bro, with like 3 minutes or 7 minutes left in the fourth, it was like 88 to like 76.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know what I mean? Like
the Heat averaged 99.7 points for the series. So when you're not even averaging 100 points in nowadays like playoffs, you know you're getting like strapped up. And the Celtics, like, you know, a few games, like they definitely shouldn't have lost like those games. But I think the Celtics were clearly the better team than the Heat. It was just Jimmy Butler popping off every single game. And I don't know how the Celtics can let that happen. Like, you're letting one player beat you for some of these games, but they pulled it out. Game 7 was crazy.
Celtics have always been the most complete team ever since this playoffs has started, and you just cannot stop that duo no matter what. And when you stop that duo, then there's Marcus Smart.
Because when Marcus, Al Horford. If Marcus Smart is scoring, apparently when Marcus Smart scores 20-plus in the playoffs, they haven't lost a game.
Yeah.
So if Marcus Smart scores 20 points, they're not going to lose. That's because Brown and Tatum are always going to do what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Even on their off nights, they'll get 25 each. Yeah. That's off for them if they get 25 each. Exactly. 20 each. Let's get 20 each. If Marcus Smart is there scoring 15, 20, it's hard to stop them because Grant Williams is going to hit a few threes. Yeah. Pritchard's not bad. Derek White has his moments. Horford's been playing out of his mind, bro. I saw from the first round, I was like, how are the Nets letting Al Horford pop off like this? I thought it was a lucky series. Then the next series against the Bucks, you know, he just kept playing better and better, and then he against the Heat, just better and better. It's like, where did this energy come from? He didn't play like this the entire regular season. No. Maybe he was coasting because, I mean, he is 35, right? 35, 36.
Yeah.
That's when you have Al Horford playing like that on defense, and then Robert Williams right there, who's an insane defender, and then you have Tice. It's a good, like, third backup, right? Like, the Celtics have a really, really good roster. And
I mean, but also the thing about that whole series was like the Heat players did not show up. Bam barely showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bam,
and then
I saw Hero. Bam get exposed, bro, low key. Like,
oh, yeah.
When he's playing against defense, people who are a little bit bigger than him, like he doesn't know. Somehow he's just bringing the ball up the floor every time, which I don't understand. I guess he does that. And then he just runs into whoever's in the paint, and if he can't body them off first impact, it's just a step-back jumper at the free throw line, or it's a kick out. Yeah. There's nothing else different that he does. And if he can't body you really quick to get to the hoop, there's no moves, there's no finesse touch, there's no like shooting array, there's nothing.
And that one game that Lowry scored 0 points, they just blamed it on him. But I don't agree with that.
You can't be relying on Kyle. Kyle Lowry played decent for what he was because he was injured. Exactly. For sure he was injured. He was not playing 100% at all. Probably the entire playoffs.
Like, what did Hero do that game? What did
Hero
got
injured too. Hero was playing. He had like a something with his quad or something. I mean,
he's getting restricted.
They just falling apart. And then, like, your other players are not stepping up. I don't know why Duncan Robinson is not getting minutes. Strus played good, I guess, but he'd be taking a lot of shots.
Think he's
you guys
overrated?
Think that 3-point shot was smart or not?
Hell no.
No.
But Butler?
Like, if he makes it, obviously everyone's like, oh my God, yeah, what a crazy shot. But, bro, like,
that's not smart. Also,
that's
man.
Not a smart
it's
shot.
Not smart.
When as I was saying, Al Horford is playing great defense, but when you're Jimmy Butler and you're having a game that you're having with 17 seconds, you got to at least attempt to go to the hoop. And he's smart enough to, you know, like, not put up a stupid shot. I think he'll go to maybe pump fake.
That man gets the most free throws out of anyone. He could just win the paint.
I'm telling you, LeBron, Kobe, like, KD, like, probably even Steph, probably, like, all these superstars, Tatum probably even, like, they wouldn't have taken that shot. They would have blown right by the bigger man and gone to the hoop. That's what you're supposed to do. But, I mean, he got a good look. It was a little short. His legs were
He really thought it was Tracy McGrady, man.
At the end of the day, he's just not a shooter.
He's not. And he's the thing is, on that play, like that. Horford was backpedaling. If anything, he could have taken it against him, just cut regular,
but,
and just make it 2 points instead of going for the three.
It was a valiant effort. I respect Jimmy Butler a lot more after his playoffs. He's been doing this in the playoffs. He did this against in the bubble, too, but
I still don't.
It's never like, because he didn't really do in the regular season, everybody just never really gives him the respect that he deserves. But in the playoffs, he plays like a top 5, top 10 player, bro.
But where does it get him? That's the thing.
It got him to one game away from the finals, bro.
But he's been to that place so many times.
That's farther than the Wizards have been.
But I'm saying, like, this is because.
No, I know what you're saying, though, but like.
Bro, he's overrated, man.
What help did he get?
Dude, doesn't matter. Dude.
If he had one consistent teammate, if Kyle Lowry was 100%, I think they could have won.
Or
even
the series. Bam have been.
Okay, but what about
Bam
what about
got
the...
locked up? He was not like he was injured. They just schemed him. He couldn't do anything. Them. Like, I think Hero and Lowry. This is just like the finals. Hero and Lowry got injured. Like, just like Dragic and Bam did in the bubble finals.
I just don't like him because he gets too many free throws. I just don't like that.
But he takes it to the paint more than any other like star, which is why he scored 40 on all mid-range jumpers and layups.
It's like there's two games that he had more free throws than field goals attempted.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we see Embiid and Harden do that all the time.
No, but I hate that shit. People, like, it's so annoying.
It's just the way the league is. It's how the league is now.
I was just about to bring that up. But also, the Celtics changed their game by not letting Pritchard on the floor as much because they were attacking him. He tried to play small ball. That did not work for them.
Bro, he played great, man.
They did put up a good fight, but also the Celtics defense has been showing up on every single series. I think everybody doubted them in every single series that the other team will play better defense than they do, and they played great defense every single time.
They showed why they had the number one ranked defense.
Exactly. Horford also
going off. They have a few games where, like, you know, they'll get blown out, but mm-hmm. it's about the adjustments that makes a really good team, like, great, right? Is the adjustments. Yeah.
It's the rest of the roster.
You know, one of the best teams in the league at adjusting is the Warriors.
Exactly.
So let's move on a little to the Western Conference. Mavericks, Warriors.
How much more can Luka
nice
do?
Little sweep. Nice little sweep.
Yeah. How much more can Luka do? You know,
Luka is amazing, generational.
He just can't beat them by himself.
The one game that he had help, like, they beat them.
They couldn't keep it up.
But...
They couldn't keep it up.
You can't rely on Dorian Finney-Smith.
The series could have been 3-3 at this point, easy.
Yeah.
They blew two games where they were up by more than 25 points in the third quarter.
Yeah. That's why the Warriors two are really, games. Really good, man. They know what to do. They're experienced, and the Mavs just not experienced. This is their first... They couldn't get out of the first round, and now they're suddenly in the conference finals, and we were all expecting them to beat the Warriors who have been here five times. Right? Like, that's like...
No, I don't think anyone... Honestly, I said if they had beat... Like, I wanted them
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
they weren't... And if they did, it was going to go to
seven.
It's
not realistic. It wasn't realistic.
Yeah.
And we saw that...
But that was just a favorite. Right now, it's just like... Not the favorite, but it's like the fan favorite. They wanted Luka... Like, people just want to see Luka, like... But obviously, you have Warriors fans, and obviously, you have Steph, Clay, like, Draymond Green fans. And apparently, Iggy's coming back.
And Gary Payton.
Gary Payton.
Again, good amount of time for injured players to come back, I think.
The moral of the story is that Luka can do everything by himself, right? Who can be that other person? Who can you see like on the Mavs? Like who would you as an owner or as a GM or anything like that?
They're trying to get Zach LaVine though.
That'd be crazy. But I don't think they're playing style.
Wait, who's their point again?
I think they need a big man, man.
Yeah.
Who's their point again?
Brunson.
Brunson. Jaylen.
I mean, Luka's a point. But they have Brunson. That's it. And Tim Hardaway was injured. He's a good player, but
he's been injured for a while.
Zach LaVine will be nice, but I don't think he would still make him into a contender.
He's more consistent than Brunson and what's his name?
They need like
Dinwiddie,
like, Embiid, or Jokic, bro. Like
that's they could get
DeAndre Ayton maybe, and like that's not bad, but it's still.
I've been asking for a Jokic.
You need a big man. But
Jokic and Luka would be...
I don't think Jokic would lead the Nuggets, though. Because they're going to give him the bag. They're going to give him the bag.
That's his team.
I don't know. You can't really just put one player in and to go make him... Unless it's like a crazy like top five player. And not many top five players are on the market like that, right? Like
they just need to have at least two stars. Like Boston, at least.
You could get like...
That was drafted.
I'd give him Beal.
Beal is signing $250 million from
y'all. I'll give him Beal.
He's taking $250 million.
Beal wouldn't be bad.
I think they'll work good together. Leaving. But
he's not going anywhere.
They need like a Zion, bro. They could trade for Zion.
Yo,
you imagine that Luka and Zion on one team, bro? No one is stopping that.
Oh my god, that's a ring first year.
Yeah, no one is stopping that. But
that's not happening.
You guys think Luka is overrated or underrated right now, or is he just right?
I think he's just right. If he had won. If they had magically beat the Warriors, I'm just saying, what if? Then I think people would have been like, yo, he's crazy. But this kind of, I think, put him...
But he's still...
He is crazy, but that's the thing. He is really that good.
Right now, he's averaging close to what Jordan averaged in the
playoffs.
Sometimes
he has too many shots and he has too many turnovers. That's his biggest thing. Sometimes I have 7 to 8 to 10 turnovers.
I mean, he's 23 years old.
Yeah, that's another thing.
But he's averaging 30-plus in the playoffs against really good teams.
He's the only player to... Or he averages the most in his first, like,
40-30,
something like that. Like, and there's no one even like close.
Yeah, and that's he's doing that because he has no help. You think he'd be doing that if he had a bigger star?
But the fact that he's capable of doing that, I think, bro. And he's we talked about this last week or the week before. He is
he's only shooting.
He is not in shape.
No. He's not. Like,
he's in worse shape than when he came to the league.
He's drinking beers before games.
Yeah, and smoking hookah, and
and he's doing this. So
yeah.
Imagine if he had like a six-pack.
He cleaned up his game a little bit.
I think if you were talking about last season or two seasons ago, you would say he's underrated, but I think he's just about right now.
Now, yeah, right? Not, he was maybe underrated. Now you can't... Nobody in the league has denied his... Yeah. Not greatness, but his ability. His IQ is crazy.
And almost every star or superstar has like come out saying like Luka is unstoppable. Yeah. Like Draymond was saying, like you can... only try to slow down a player as good as that. You can't stop him. Like he's like LeBron has said numerous times, Luka is his favorite player. Like that's good he is, man. Like,
and he's all so, these and he's likable. Like he's
when all
a,
these stars are admitting that, like how insane you are, and you're only 22, 23 years old is ridiculous.
Yeah, like, but I think time will tell the biggest story. Obviously, as it normally does, give him 2 more years, 3 more years, and see where he is, and then you can be like, okay, maybe he was overrated at the time or he's underrated. If he really is the next player of the generation, the next LeBron, the next this, the next that, whatever, and there's a lot of people who are in contention for that, I think. Like a lot of really, really good basketball players. I mean, even Giannis. Ones who are in, I mean, yeah, I was gonna say specifically even like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, like they're not there yet. But I mean,
Tatum is close though.
He's not yet.
There. Exactly.
Yeah. So there's these generational players coming up, but let's see.
Let's get into finals matchup: Celtics Warriors. How do we think these teams match up with each other? What? Who do you think has the edge?
My initial reaction is Warriors.
Yep. Clearly, because
I'm saying Celtics.
That is only because So let's talk. I mean, if you can convince me otherwise. Mm-hmm. Why would you not take the better team? And I was just watching this clip from earlier. Steph literally missed like a little, layup. Runs out to the 3-point line, and like he has
his
like
motor
maybe
is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
His motor is ridiculous. He's always running.
The way he just scurries off to the corner and then just like will just throw up a
1 second
shot. Like you were literally you were in his face. But he already has, and he's done that from Clay too. At this point, he's shooting too. As soon as he's catching the ball too, bro. Like
his release, speed is insane.
Yeah, and you're not stopping. Like
it looks slow, when you're watching on it, and like on
slow mo
and
a replay.
If you're in game
like
and you're watching like a player like that, like to make these all like NBA defenders, like these are the best basketball players in the entire
off
world.
Off balance, leaning
these
off the side.
These are the best basketball players in the entire 8 billion people on this planet. And he's making them look like they're not as fast as
they're not even playing defense.
Like that's
and Clay,
insane. It's insane.
Game 5 Clay, right? Whatever we'll do.
Game 6.
No. But everybody's like, now it's like, because game five. He went off, though.
Everybody is saying.
And he's finally, bro, he's catching his stride. You're shaking your head over there, Thurman. Is he not catching his stride? You think Klay Thompson hasn't gotten better and better and better every game?
Then he has those games where he goes like 4-9.
But he hasn't had that game in like 2-3 games, though.
I think he had one bad game against the Mavericks.
One bad game. Before it was
the series before
I'm all about it, it was like 5-6 bad games and then one good game.
Yeah, no, he is getting
better.
7-8.
But now it's like one bad game every 5 games. Now, like, bro.
That's what happens when you're playing. He didn't play the entire season.
He's finally catching his stride. That's exactly what I'm saying.
This is like basically he's playing like this is like halfway through a season right now.
Yeah, for him, basically, yeah. So if he's not peaking, he's about to start peaking.
He should be getting better. He's been taking 20 shots for the past 2 months.
That's another thing.
They've been trying to get him into the rhythm. They gave him the green light the first few games he played. So, I mean, I love to see him back at the top of the game. We all missed Clay. Like, the Warriors did not have this kind of hype when they were last season when it was just Steph.
It was whatever.
They missed
and
a play.
Steph was still like...
When Clay is hitting those shots and like the arena's going crazy, like you can hate or love the Warriors. You're just like, yo, this is like we're seeing some generational
shit.
For
them to be making these
shots. We're literally
shots.
Watching the best shooting duo of all time.
Yeah, ever. There's not going to like... Unless...
We should like... You can hate them, but we should like, you know, appreciate them while we can watch them. Just like, you know, all the greats in the league, but...
This
the
finals.
Warriors are insane. I would say they have the edge too.
But then you have the other side with one of the, probably the, I would say the best defense in the league.
Celtics swept KD and Kyrie completely. They doubled and tripled KD, and we've never seen anybody in history make it that effective. Yeah, because people have doubled KD fumbled, before. You haven't doubled him before, but they made him look like he's never looked before. Kyrie did not look like himself some games. They had a crazy defense on him too, even though he scored 40 the first game. But after that, it wasn't the same. Then they go on to the Bucks. No Middleton, but
still
they pretty much shut everybody else down. Giannis, you can let Giannis go off. He'll get his 30, his 40. Like, he's that unstoppable. But
nobody else
is doing anything because the Celtics are literally stopping everything else. Yeah. Jrue Holiday played terrible. They forced him into terrible shots. Then they go on though to play the Heat, the number one seed.
Think about that.
They played the number one seed and they pretty much shut everybody down. Except Jimmy Butler. The Celtics have had a really, really hard run.
They weathered the hell out of the storm.
They played two series, which went to seven. So they're definitely might be a little more gassed, a little more beat up, little scratches. But 3 days to heal up before the finals. I think the Celtics are the best match for them in the East. That could have happened.
Defensively, even. Offensively, sure, but defensively more than anything.
I wanted to say, like, Warriors in five, just because, you know, like, they could come out and just absolutely destroy them.
They could.
Because, you know, they have the firepower.
They can hit 30, like, 20 threes.
Gary Payton and Iguodala back. With Iguodala and Gary Payton, now they have more bodies to throw at them because the Celtics are a big team.
Yeah.
Williams, Horford, other Williams, Tatum, Brown are big. Like, they have size, so the Warriors are going to have to be on their A game, but I'll say Warriors in six.
I think this is the best matchup only because, like, okay, for Warriors, you can stop Jalen.
It's definitely the best matchup, yeah. But you're taking the Celtics on a solid.
Oh, I'm not. It's not solid.
They have a chance,
it's
bro.
Just like.
No, but like, you
have
you're,
a chance.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at matchups and I'm looking, they're the best.
The fact that he
team,
just said that, because their size, bro, Steph is small.
Klay is not a defender he used to be.
I was just about to say, he's not as physical, that same
Brown
defender as he used to be.
Tatum are a problem, and, son, in transition.
And Horford,
we didn't even
down there,
Marcus
he's
Smart.
His IQ alone as a big man, he's going to be in the right spot at the right time. And who do the Warriors have that is always going to be in the right spot at the right time? Other than, yes, Draymond. Okay, sure.
We didn't even mention the DPOY, Mark Smart. He can cancel out either Steph or Klay. So he'll take one of them out. And yeah, Draymond is there too on the other side, but he's not the defender he used to be either.
And you have Al Horford, and then Williams is healthy, right?
Mm-hmm. They have,
fully healthy?
Yeah, they should be close to healthy after all this rest.
I just don't think anyone's beating Jalen Brown or just Tatum.
Right now, you just think this is it, right?
If it's any year, it's this year because they've done it this year.
The experience argument is a good one, that, you know, the Warriors have all this crazy experience,
true,
but
yeah.
to get experience, you have to win one, right? So the Celtics have, like, you're in the
finals. You got to win that first ring at some point, right?
You have a chance.
You
got
to take down that big dog at some point.
At some point,
right?
you got to take a step. They've been making all these steps this whole time.
And never in their career.
All these conference finals. Jason Tatum, I think, is undefeated in game sevens, except for LeBron. And I think that was his rookie year, I think. So, I think Tatum is ready. It's just, will the rest of the team show up, I think?
I think Tatum
will show up.
And this year, it's been, like, I've screamed this, or I think everybody's said this. It's either been Tatum or Brown, Brown or Tatum. It's never been, you can't pick it up, I'll pick it up. But this year, it's finally like that, right?
Yeah, they're playing. Yeah. They're both playing well at the same time, which is what they need.
And I think you can stop Klay to a certain extent, but not Curry. But if you just stop Klay,
if you just stop one of them, is a big impact.
I think they have Jordan Poole. I think it's a mismatch right away.
But Jordan Poole is not proven to do this in the finals, right? We're yet to see if he can do on the biggest stage. We know Steph and Klay can, but I think Marcus Smart, his defense is actually insane. Like, A few seasons ago, you could make the case that he's just like a scrappy player. He's just, you know, he fouls players and stuff. But I think his defense has gotten even better over the past like year or two. And at the same time, his offense has gotten better.
Yeah.
So like, he was not shooting like threes like this. He was not driving, making all these pump fakes and passing and distributing. Like, he plays point guard a lot for the Celtics. He was not this player when he was in those conference finals against LeBron. The Celtics have evolved, so this is definitely their year.
Klay and Curry have always been the duo, but there's a new duo now.
That's why I'm seeing it.
Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, but you're not. I just don't see anyone stopping them.
They literally came up together.
This is the step we wanted them all to take. It was like, well, when are they going to make the finals? This is it. They made the finals.
I think both teams is like built the same way. They both have their two drafted stars from the beginning, and then you have great role players.
Role players, around,
both Celtics and
great coaching.
Exactly, great coaching as well.
But Udoka in his first year making the finals is insane. You know, I just want to shout out him, bro.
Like, after they started hella rough,
insane.
You have a new organization on the rise, and then another one that's still running or towards the end of their dynasty. That's how I see it for this final. Yeah. But it's going to be crazy regardless. But I can see the Celtics putting up a good fight and probably losing by game six.
I'm going to take the Warriors. Recent years, I never would have ever been like, I want the Warriors to win. I just think they're going to take it just because. I was going to say it kind of sounds kind of storybookish, but two players who came through the draft kind of sounds, I don't know. They're both fairy tales in a way, like, but Clay, you know, coming back from injuries and all that shit, like,
I think the Warriors have the upper hand here because they had obviously more time to rest, get their players ready from injuries and all that.
But they don't get those have that pieces. X factor big man, man.
They don't need that sometimes. They really don't need that. And Looney's been okay. For this playoffs, from what I've seen, the rebounds and
he doesn't
the
match with that. I think Alfred.
But he hasn't been dropping like
Horford just was almost the same level, except it's just that Bucks series. I don't know. It gave Horford some kind of superpowers after he beat. I think he looked at Giannis. He's like, why can't I do that? And start doing the same moves, and it's working somehow. But he needs to step up too, and I think Looney can keep up with that kind of same stats. Yeah. But it's going to be crazy. Yeah.
Based off all the matchups, I don't want to take the Celtics. I'm rooting for the Warriors, but I'm going to take the Celtics to win either game 6 or 7. It's too good of a matchup to go way too early. I think it's going to go like
it's a good late. Point. Like, I could see it going 7 for sure, cuz you know the Warriors
7
have a I could see it going 7, but
that would be crazy.
I'm just going to say
game 7 finals.
I don't think the Warriors will let it go past 6. They might lose a game or two just because, you know, the Celtics have the talent and, you know, they might ease off the gas a little bit, the Warriors, in one or two of the games. But I think they have just the edge in the roster. Mm-hmm. Just the edge.
Since Steph has made the finals and with another opportunity to win another ring, if he does win this finals, does that make him better than Shaq?
No.
Fuck no.
Hell no.
Shaq is the most dominant player to ever.
You could argue a lot of other players, just not Shaq.
4 rings.
I don't care about rings.
And MVP unanimous.
I don't think so, bro.
It's not about MVP. Rings at that point.
Shaq was dominant to like a crazy extent in an era where like it was all about, you know, paintwork and teamwork. It was not like shooting back then.
That's understandable.
So Shaq was insane back then when it was like that. And
look at that.
I know
Shaq, like,
I know
Shaq
Curry
can't do that.
I know Curry, he changed the game, right?
Curry
everybody
can't
wants
tear
to
down a hoop.
It. Yeah, no. Nah.
Okay. I think they both have changed the game in their own ways.
Oh, yeah. If Shaq, you're saying that they were game changing players,
I'm saying if Shaq is changing the game in the paint, and then you got Steph Curry shooting from outside like crazy like that,
if you're
and
trying
you
to
got
say,
4 rings now.
If you're trying to say like Shaq overtakes Curry in like your all time like top 10 or top 5 lists, definitely not.
So what does that rank him on your
Curry
top 5?
Curry needs to win like this ring, like, and he needs to be the best player.
So he's not in your top 5?
No. Steph Curry in your all time top 5?
Top 5.
No. Is he in your top 5?
Maybe.
No way. You guys hearing this?
I don't think he's in my top 5. Like, all time, no.
I don't even think he's in my top 10, bro. Position, he's top 5, top 4, top 3, maybe. But he's not, no.
Not all time?
Not top 10 all time. I don't think so.
Not
I think,
even top
I think
10
he,
all time?
I think he needs to win this ring.
All time?
He needs to win this ring convincingly and be the best player, and then maybe he'll be 10 or 9. Maybe.
No, I agree.
Because
this is finally a team that, bro, he doesn't have, like, I mean, he does the Warriors stack,
when
but
KD was there, you knew KD was the best player.
Exactly.
And he won the MVP twice in the finals.
A lot of people are saying that.
Yo, yeah, Steph got doubled and KD got open. You're telling me they didn't double KD ever?
A lot of people would say that Steph carried KD. So.
Nah, man.
A lot of people have been saying all of Curry's chips have been spoon-fed, too.
Yeah, low-key. First year against the Cavs, there was no Kyrie and Kevin Love, and even then it took 6 games to beat just LeBron. Okay. Good ring. Decent ring, I guess.
Decent ring.
Then it's a ring. Then they blow 3-1.
Yeah.
Then they get
yeah.
KD and he gets Finals MVP 2 years in a row.
Yep.
And I know KD made the Warriors unstoppable, but
here they
the
are
Cavs
back.
Did make it a series in that first year. And the Warriors were actually trying, and it was close games. And KD closed out those big games. It wasn't Curry closing out those big games. Curry didn't close out those games in the 3-1 year that they lost. So he needs this year to go crazy in the finals.
To prove.
Be the best player. Don't let... If Klay gets Finals MVP or like Jordan Poole gets MVP Finals MVP, I think it'll like definitely hurt Curry's like legacy a little bit.
Yeah, Western Conference MVP.
At what point are you going to be the best player ever or one of the greatest players ever and never win a Finals MVP? I don't think it works like that. It doesn't work like that.
I also agree it's been spoon fed. So this one...
Curry?
His chips.
Interesting.
I agree.
So
I don't know about spoon fed, but
I think
there has been
hit some one where it's like
ring,
not like...
Every ring has a certain amount of luck with it. I just think Curry's definitely... gotten luck to go his way a few times. Obviously, he's not gone his way a few times, like the Raptors series, but definitely been more fortunate. You know, great team, great front office. KD fucking came. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but he's definitely not in my top 10 yet. That's all I'm going to say.
That's disappointing. One of the greatest shooters not in your top 10.
Next episode, we'll all give you our top 10s. I promise you. Okay.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to let us know what you think about this podcast by leaving a review or reaching out to us on any social media platform. This is Hamza, along with Deep, Harry, and our returning co-host, T-Rain, on the beat.
Deuces, y'all.
See y'all next week.
Boom, boom, boom.